My main concern is either last year or the year before, we heard that a ship was stuck and there were a lot of buoys in, and there was a lot of oil smell. On the shoreline, so this is one of our concerns.
Applicant.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can't speak to that one incident. I don't know anything about that incident, whether it was anything to do with ourselves, but just as I say, we obviously need to make sure that we make sure that these shipping companies that we use are those that are professionally engaged here in the North, that know the North, and that we ensure that they live to a high standard for spill protection, because we too don't want to see that. It would be extremely detrimental to our project, and we'll work to ensure that these companies do put in place proper protection.
Thank you. Should we go sharp in Leonie?
I think it was last year I heard that in Chesterfield that they will be bringing people from Chesterfield in the on the barges, but we haven't heard or seen anybody bring a local person to Baker Lake to. And if the, I'm sure that there will be a lot of barges that will be stuck on the ice. This will impact our water in the future. These are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There was a commitment made by Agnico Eagle to put local people from Chesterfield in that onto the barges so they could actually see the entire route and be comfortable with what they see themselves. And my understanding was the company asked NTCL to arrange this last year. NTCL went to the local community and they addressed, and I won't put a name in, but they arranged for this to happen. And for whatever reason, it fell apart right there. The individuals weren't then put on the barges because they didn't come from the community. And I don't want to blame anybody. I don't think that. I think it fell apart somewhere in there. Anyways, Agnico has heard that and said that this year, again, we want to do that. We want to make sure that takes place. And so we have had discussions with the MLA for the region just in the last week, actually. And he has agreed to help us in approaching the community to find the right contact to get people that we could actually take from Chesterfield, have them transported by plane to Churchill, and actually come with the barge all the way through to Baker Lake so that they could understand and see firsthand how NTCL does the operation and act as a monitor. And the company has committed to do that, and we're now trying to make it happen.
Thank you.
That were all my questions. Thank you.
We shall come back here by 1:20. What do we take a lunch break right now?